Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, January 22nd, and happy 54th birthday to celebrity chef Guy Fieri. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Gun activists rallied in Woodstock Wednesday to support a Senate bill. The chamber named Robert F. Logan first citizen of Cherokee County. A Canton police officer's wife died less than 2 weeks after giving birth. The Sequoia Regional Library System unveils Anita D. Summers Discovery Space. CCSD's Virtual Academy will expand to grades 4 through 12 next fall. And finally, a gas leak caused injuries at Pilgrim's Pride in Canton. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Oh, handguns have been around for years. If they were dangerous, I just think someone would have said something.
Supporters and sponsors of a Georgia bill that would eliminate the need for a permit to carry guns in public gathered in Woodstock Wednesday evening to show support for Senate Bill 319. The author of the bill, Georgia Constitutional Carry Act, is State Senator Jason Enivitarte, a Republican representing Paulding, Polk, and Harrelson counties. Other co-sponsors and supporters spoke in favor of the bill, saying the bill protects citizens' rights to bear arms. Former Georgia Senator David Perdue, who's challenging Governor Brian Kemp in the Republican primary for governor, was among the bill's supporters speaking at the rally. Under current state law, Georgians can carry a concealed gun if they have a permit. Applying for the permit includes a fee, and the permits require applicants to be 21 years or older, with exceptions for military, be Georgia residents, be a U.S. citizen or legal resident, have no felony convictions, have no drug convictions, and have not been in a mental hospital in the past 5 years, among other requirements. Seventy-eight-year-old Robert F. Logan of Canton was named the first citizen of Cherokee County Thursday by the Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce for his extensive civic and cultural involvement throughout his life. Logan has been a member of various organizations and held many offices and positions. He was an active member of the Canton Masonic Lodge for many years, where he served as the master in 1981 and district deputy. He was an active member of the Canton Lions Club, where he served as the club president from 92 to 1993. He was also an active member of the Rotary Club of Canton, where he served as president from 2003 to 2004, and was the recipient of the Cox Award for Outstanding Service in 2004. The first citizen title is bestowed upon a resident of Cherokee County who has resided in the county for a minimum of 5 years and has shown significant meritorious service to his or her community through family, civic, and/or religious involvement. The Canton Police Department is mourning the loss of an officer's wife who died Sunday due to medical complications. 25-year-old Brianna Lee leaves behind her husband, Canton Police Officer Jesse Lee, and their two children. Less than 2 weeks before she died, Brianna Lee gave birth to a daughter, Amelia. The couple also has a 4-year-old son named William. Brianna was known and loved by everyone who came in contact with her. A visitation was scheduled for Thursday afternoon. The family received friends again Friday evening at the Chapel of South Canton Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family's GoFundMe account. Gilmer County Library, a branch of the Sequoia Regional Library System, dedicated its basement programming area Friday as the Anita D. Summers Discovery Space. The newly renovated 8,000-square-foot space is named in dedication of the library system's executive director, Anita Summers, who will be retiring on February 1st. Director Summers joined the staff of SRLS in July of 1989 as branch manager of the Gilmer County Library in Ellijay. She was named assistant director of the library system in 2008 and was chosen by the SRLS Board of Trustees as executive director in 2014. Angela Cordellino, who currently serves as deputy director of the Sequoia Regional Library System, will officially become the next executive director on February 1st following the retirement of Anita Summers. A Fairburn group will host a mobile food pantry. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
Margie's House, a nonprofit organization headquartered in Fairburn, in alliance with the Atlanta Community Food Bank, will host a mobile food pantry on January 29th at the Crossroads Church from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This event is open to the public and everyone is permitted to accept available food. Donations may include fruit, vegetables, canned items, and various breadstuffs. Margie Boone, founder and CEO of Margie's House Incorporated, created the nonprofit in 2016 in an attempt to quell the hunger problem plaguing many in Fulton County. Since its creation, Margie's House has combated hunger, making about 49,810 pounds of food available to those in need. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the nonprofit has increased the frequency of its food administration from once a month to every 2 weeks. For more information, please visit www.margieshouse.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
It's a new year and time to set some goals. Hi, I'm Dr. Taylor Hoskins of Align Life of Woodstock. Every day, I am helping people just like you align their life and focus on their overall well-being. My office specializes in chiropractic, nutrition enhancement, and detoxification. So if that New Year's resolution involves improving your health, call me at 678-385-9333 or visit us online anytime at AlignLifeWoodstock.com.
Eric, are you there?
Yes, teacher, I'm here. I can't wait to start skit.
Oh, no, Eric, I think your computer is freezing up again. Eric, you'll just have to listen again, okay? Best you can.
Cherokee County School District is expanding its iGrad Virtual Academy next school year from high school grades to also include grades 4 through 8. In the 2022-23 year, iGrad will offer curriculum and resources created by CCSD teachers in addition to the Edgenuity curriculum already at the Virtual Academy. Currently, students in grades 9 through 12 are required to show up in person for specific tests and assessments, and there are optional face-to-face sessions for hands-on activities and help from teachers. There will be similar in-person sessions for grades 4 through 8. The enrollment at the Virtual Academy this school year is 175. The district expects enrollment next year to grow to 500, according to a presentation from the district's Office of Curriculum and Instruction. Applications to iGrad for the 2022-23 school year will be accepted from February 1st to March 1st. Northbound lanes of I-575 were closed between Exit 11, Sixes Road, and Exit 16, Hickory Flat Highway, after a gas leak has created a hazardous material situation at Pilgrim's Pride in Canton, according to authorities on Wednesday evening. As of 10:50 p.m. Wednesday, the interstate was reopened, but Univetter Road remained shut down between Jesse McCollum Road and Pinecrest Road, the sheriff's office reported. A little after 9:30, 90% of the area was contained, and one person had been transported to a nearby hospital. 42 employees who had been working there were being checked out by paramedics, and another 5 or 6 had been checked out and were in a different building to stay warm. 3 people were also transported to nearby hospitals for respiratory issues.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.